Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. Hey everybody, it's Caravan of Garbage.
It's good to be back, always.
Sometimes. Were we gone?
Yeah, I don't know, sometimes. Sometimes, you know, things happen on certain weeks. Who knows? Maybe one of us is dead by the time this goes out.
Let's hope so.
If it's you, this video will go up. If it's me, this video will disappear forever.
That's right. I don't know how to email any of your editors. I don't even know their names. It's Matt and Ben. I know.
Matt and Ben, yeah. And Mitch. And Eric does the animations.
That's right. We figured, because we're Aquaman's out, we should find a terrible Aquaman comic book story.
But is there one?
Well, in order to do that, in order to find a terrible Aquaman comic book story, I bought a random issue of Aquaman on Comixology, and I figured there won't be a good one. This is guaranteed to be bad.
I mean, there definitely are good ones.
There are good ones, yeah. But I think, and I think before we get emails, Aquaman gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's
kind of a fantastic character. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's due to Super Friends.
Right.
Which we recently learned went for 13 years.
Yeah.
The comic book series, the cartoon series rather, went for 13 years, 9 seasons. And I think for a long time that was people's only exposure to Aquaman.
Right.
And people were like...
It was Robot Chicken.
Yes. And it was like, oh my God, Aquaman's a dumb character. He just talks to fish.
Mm.
But like every character in Super Friends was the dumbest, worst version of them. It's characters that all regularly get into trouble because they forget what powers they have.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things. But like... Wonder Woman had the Linda Carter series and Batman had the 60s series that people love.
Yep.
And there's been, you know, there was the Flash series in the 90s. So like to this point, most people only know Aquaman from Super Friends and being made fun of on Entourage, pretty much.
Exactly.
Anyway, look, but again, you're right. There are, comic book readers know there are great Aquaman stories.
Yeah.
But I mean...
The New 52 run, the bit where he's got the water hand, the bit where he's got the hook hand.
Yeah, all those ones. Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
All those ones. But we decided now let's go back to the 70s.
Yeah, when things were...
A little different.
We're not making things.
Yeah, for
sure. So what's this comic we're looking at?
This is Adventure Comics starring Aquaman. So this Adventure Comics had a whole bunch of different stars over the years. Supergirl, others.
Aquaman.
Aquaman is an... They're just two examples. This is Aquaman 440... This Adventure Comics starring Aquaman 443.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1976.
25 cents. That was probably a lot then.
The story is called The Dolphin Connection.
Yeah.
Which I feel is maybe an homage to The French Connection, the Gene Hackman movie.
I thought it was like a sex thing. Like, that's to me what that sounds like. I didn't think that's what this was. But that's the first thing that I thought
that's
of.
That's the first thing your brain... went to. That's very interesting. And look, again, I picked this issue at random. Like, I didn't even look, because you get a tiny thumbnail at all these issues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not even going to look. I'm going to click. And I think, if you don't know much about Aquaman, you'd be like, hey, Aquaman, you're going to talk to some fish? Hey, Aquaman, here's a villain for you. How about a bloody fisherman going to catch you in his net? And then the issue, the front cover says, Adventure Comics starring Aquaman, watch out for the fisherman. That's the villain in this issue, the fisherman.
Is he just a fisherman? Or
the sensational supervillain out to hook Aquaman. Look, I looked him up for you.
Okay, good.
Look, I'll find you his wiki page if you'd like to know
about the fisherman.
Look, I'll describe him a little bit. I'll describe him when he appears in the comic book. But
please do.
If you'd like to know some facts about him,
mm-hmm.
Real name, unknown. Current alias, Fisherman.
Yep.
Affiliation of the Society, Villains.
Yep.
Alignment, Bad.
Yep.
Identity, Secret Identity, as we've established. Marital status, Single.
Okay.
We don't know that for sure because it's just...
Is all this information about this character, does it stem from this one and only comic because he's killed?
No, he's a recurring villain.
Okay, right.
So again, this is not doing Aquaman any favours in terms of... showing how much of a badass he is.
No.
Because his villain, let's see, the fisherman is male. Mm-hmm. He's 6 foot nothing. He's 196 pounds. He's got blue eyes and black hair. Bit of a dreamboat, if you ask me.
Sounds like
That's some Cary Grant.
I mean, he can smell like fish.
Yeah, most of him smells like fish.
Yeah.
So let's get back into this story.
Please do.
Okay, so we open on Aquaman. He's in the water.
Great.
Yeah. He's in a, and I'm my mistake, he's in a helicopter. rare change of form for Aquaman. He's off to visit General Horgan. I don't know who that is.
No idea.
I've never encountered
Look him up.
Look, he's in a, I refuse Marital to look
status,
him up.
Single. He's, alias. None.
He's probably 6 foot nothing, 196 pounds.
Blackish
black
hair.
Black hair, blue hair, blue eyes. They're all the same back in the day.
Yeah.
Right, he's off to visit him. They're off the coast of France.
Mm.
And his pilot notices that the French police, the water police, they're in a boat.
Yep.
They're shooting at a dolphin. And so Aquaman's like, if you think you're going to get away with this, you're wrong, buddy. And so he leaps into the water as his deal, his signature move. He leaps into the water and he's like, these guys are going to be wrong, dead wrong, right? And then he uses his incredible swim powers to leap up onto the boat, and he uses his incredible strength due to, you know, being born off the ocean depths to crush their rifles. And he's like,
God, he's good.
Hey, you dumbasses, what are you doing? Also, this is in the era when French people, you could tell somebody was French in a comic book because they speak in a French accent.
Well, I can also see a French flag.
Oh, yeah,
sure. French uniform, the French hat. These aren't water French police. These are just police.
Yeah.
I don't think they're aquatic in nature.
They've just been given a boat. They're just tooling around in a boat. They're not experts, but Aquaman's the expert. Anyway, they're like, Aquaman, you fool. The dolphin is escaping, right? And Aquaman's like, okay, next time you'll think twice before using an innocent animal for target practice. Here's the twist. Innocent, mon Dieu, monsieur, that innocent animal has just entered our country with 5 million francs worth of heroin. It's a heroin smuggling dolphin. That's why they're shooting at this dolphin.
Is in the stomach?
No, it's sort of had a. If you look at the cover,
yeah,
he's got a little baggy tied to him.
Okay, cool.
They've got a little.
That is not 500 pounds of heroin.
No, it's 5 million francs worth.
Oh, 5 million.
I don't know what that is worth.
Who knows?
In the today's money, I'm really not sure. But basically, there's a mysterious person. We don't know who it is,
yeah.
But it's the fisherman.
The fisherman, yeah.
And he's trained some dolphins up to smuggle heroin
from
into
where
France.
To where?
Well, into France.
Yeah, but from where?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love how the guy's like, Aquaman, the dolphin's escaping. And Aquaman's just like, are you fucking serious? Do you know who I am?
Right.
Also, you don't need to shoot a dolphin to get... It's a dolphin.
Well, they're going to trank it.
Oh, they were tranking it, were
yeah,
they?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I apologize.
But I mean,
this is the 70s.
That's
a machine gun.
They're absolutely going to shoot it off, is what I'm saying. Anyway, he apologizes.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm going to get some answers. What I love about this comic book is that he's going to track down the drug dealing masterminds, obviously. And then it says, and so short hours later on a filthy waterfront sidewalk. So not minutes, but Superman, it'd be seconds later.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman, it'd probably be minutes later, gets in the Batmobile or the Bat helicopter or whatever and gets in there. Short hours later. Does this mean he had to get the bus? I'm not sure.
He's back in the helicopter.
But
he can swim faster.
This
than
was
the
also the days of thought
fly.
Bubbles still, which I think
great.
Is. So if you need some long exposition, we've got
to cover
it.
I don't need that.
No, but okay. The police said this was the likeliest place to pick up a lead. And with these clothes they loaned me, I should be able to snoop around without attracting undue attention. We don't need to know that. We pick it up from context. Do you think people are writing letters in to DC Comics and being like, excuse me, I'm just not sure.
Because I think it's still the same character.
I mean, he was, but before he was wearing his scaly pants with the underpants over the top and the orange shirt. But now he's in a dirty French trench coat. Is that still the same character?
Do they knock him out with a karate kick to the back of the head?
They knock him out with a kosh.
Oh, one of those things. Like one of those knockout things.
What's the American version of... What do you call it? A kosh?
I don't know. They're in The Simpsons a lot.
A sap.
A sap. Is that what
they're
called?
In The Simpsons a lot.
What is it? Just like a leather strap filled with quarters or something?
I think it's, like lead shot or something
like
that.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, they think they knock him out. It's a bit of a bait and switch
That's
situation.
Good, Mason.
Thank you. Just thought of that now.
Yeah.
Basically, they whack him on the back of the head. And do you remember that Tintin comic? Where young teenage Belgian boy Tintin runs afoul of the Chicago mob and they throw him in the ocean?
They use the wrong gas,
They think they nerve gassed him, but they use knockout gas, which wakes him up.
Yeah.
He's just a boy that survives through sheer coincidence every time. I'm sick of it. I love him, though. But they sap him in the back of the head and they throw him in the water, but it's actually all part of his plan.
Ah.
Because that's like a little tap to him, because he's... He's strong from the ocean.
He's got ocean strength.
Right. And then he's like, okay, but now I know who they are. I'm gonna follow them. Just follow them in the first place.
Just follow them in the first place.
Yeah. Just don't wait for the crack in the back of the head.
Is he also following them in the water?
Maybe they have a little boat.
Yeah, because that's the thing. What if they didn't go back in the water? What if they were on land and they just got in the cars and they drove
they drove away inland? He's powerless. What if they drove to a strip club? He'd be too embarrassed to go in there. Oh, wait, he's wearing his dirty trench coat. I guess
he'd be fine.
He'd be fine. Yeah.
Dirty French coat.
Thank you. Oh, very good. Anyway, it's okay because they do, in fact, they're very predictable and he follows them to this weird giant oceanfront marina.
Yeah.
Somebody's built this unbelievably obvious...
This monolith in the sea.
Okay, French, you're already out in the ocean. How did you not see this? It's so obvious.
It's the 70s, man.
I guess that's true.
If you're not looking directly at something, who's to know? It's true. Who's to know where anything
is? You're not looking at anything in particular and you're high on Quaaludes. It's those two things. Anyway, Aquaman summons all his fishy friends.
Yep.
They repeatedly call him his finny friends. I read multiple issues.
Well, there's a squid here, so they're not all finny friends, are they?
Yeah. Anyway, that he sneaks up on him, and one of the Frenchmen, he exclaims, "Nom du chien, Aquaman." And I wasn't sure what that was, but in the benefit of hindsight and Google Translate, that literally translates to dog's name. What do you think?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off. Whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer... don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
That means... Do you think it was
calling them a dog's name? He's like, your dog's name? I'm Aquaman.
No, this villain's like, dog's name? Aquaman. Like, it's an expression.
Oh, the
of
villain
surprise.
Says that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. One of these thugs is like, dog's name? Aquaman.
But it's not like, you dog.
Maybe.
You dog Aquaman.
Maybe it's a saying in the 70s. I'm really not sure.
But he makes pretty short work of him.
Well, he doesn't, but his squid.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thing. About Aquaman. I think another one of the reasons people don't like Aquaman. Look, he can telepathically communicate with fish.
Yep.
And water-going mammals and whatever. But it's all so vaguely defined.
Yeah.
Like, Batman's always got his utility belt and he can pull any gadget out of his utility belt. But yes. At least he's got the utility belt and you know he's got it.
Right.
Kind of thing. At least Superman, you know he's got heat vision and X-ray vision. And he's consistent.
Well, they've fixed this with Aquaman because in the newer versions, and they talk about this in the New 52, he's like, well, I don't really talk to fish. I just kind of can make suggestions to them because they got primitive minds and all that kind of thing. But,
yeah, yeah.
But here it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I could make an octopus strangle a man to death.
Well, in this one, he gets an octopus to fling seaweed in the face of the two thugs. See, and then he beats them up.
See, I want like an octopus like... eight arms just laying into a guy, you know what
put
I mean?
Put some boxing gloves on him, yeah. And then he summons some flying fish
to
like jump out of the water and then hammer some more bad guys.
Love it.
Does that work? Okay, let's say hypothetically speaking, you got hit in the head with a flying fish. You, James, Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yep.
You'd get over it pretty quick.
Yeah, it's just a sloppy wet fish.
Yeah.
And also they're not being hit in the head, they're just being hit in like the body.
Yeah, for
and they're
sure.
not big fish.
No, that's what I mean, I'm saying.
They're reasonably sized, but yeah.
And then it turns out a bunch of these guys they've been imported from Jersey. They're not French guys. They're like it's like Fred and Charlie from Jersey.
Great.
They're just a couple of
Jersey boys, mate.
Yeah. I guess they would be if you're gonna fight Aquaman, they're probably from the docks, you know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Maybe
that's where the drugs are from.
They've punched on with some barnacles from time to time, you know? He beats them all up, Aquaman, with some help from his friends.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, guys, you got 3 seconds to tell me where your leader is. Or I'm going to... He says, I turn your faces into something. And he's cut off. We don't know. Probably fish food. Probably fish food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give...
A nice marinara. I'll turn you into marinara, boys. But then he is strung up.
Entwined
by the villain of the piece. Surprise, surprise, it's... the fisherman. And look, here's a little pic of the fisherman. He's wearing waders.
Good.
He's wearing blue waders and he's wearing an angler's vest.
Yeah, what's
with
that
a very phallic fishing rod.
Yes.
Coming out of his groin area.
What's the hat?
Oh yeah, it's embarrassing, isn't it?
It looks like a leopard skin hat, but it must be some kind of aquatic.
Looks like he's got maybe a jellyfish on his head.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, right? Anyway, he's like, I'm flattered that after all this time you remember the fisherman. It's his big entry.
So he's a villain.
This is his second appearance, yeah.
Does Aquaman say who?
She really should. So you're a fisherman? No, I'm the fisherman. Oh, you're a fisherman.
Like the best fisherman?
Are we biting today? Anything? A fish biting today? Filling up your bag? Filling up your bucket? Anyway.
With crime and heroin.
Yeah. But it turns out the fisherman, even though he's gone to France, way away from where Aquaman hangs out, generally speaking, he's prepared for Aquaman. He's got a fish-proof like glass dome over his marina.
Right,
that,
okay.
That Aquaman's finny friends can't get through. That's pretty good, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, he's got some poison gas ready to knock out Aquaman.
That's also really good.
That's pretty good. I mean, Aquaman can breathe water. He can breathe air. Can't breathe poison gas. Think about it.
Unless it's a different kind of gas like Tintin.
Yeah, exactly. Then it'd be fine. But anyway, he locks Aquaman. He does the classic supervillain.
Locks him in a thing.
Locks him in a thing and leaves him to die.
Oh, in a vacuum.
In a vacuum. Again, he can breathe water. He can breathe air. Can't breathe in a vacuum, obviously. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to suck all the oxygen out. I'll be back later.
Atmosphere depletion control. It's a big red button.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just reading along for the first time. This is riveting stuff.
It's riveting stuff, isn't it? Feels good. And he's just like, okay, well, I'll be off to smuggle some more heroin. You're definitely going to be dead after I get out. I mean, there's no way.
I feel pretty confident about this.
There's no way you're going to live through this at all. But fortunately, the dome isn't telepathy proof. And he's got his fish telepathy.
And that's extra. You got to pay extra for that, don't you?
Exactly, you do. That's right.
It's like double glazed windows.
Yeah. He summons a couple of his friends. But this is why people hate Aquaman. He summons like a swordfish.
Yep.
He summons a swordfish, and the swordfish uses his nose to cut through the floor.
That's good.
No, it's bad.
No, that makes sense.
Like a swordfish can't do that.
They should have got a chainsawfish. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What
if
it was a swordfish wielding an actual sword or a chainsaw?
That would be great.
That would be great. But it wouldn't work underwater, so that's dumb, Mason.
Again, just the octopus. Get the octopus to wield the chainsaw.
Get him to punch him in with his...
boxing glove hands. That's why people like that, because it's...
Yeah.
You know, you see what I'm saying?
It's not oceanic accurate, is what you're saying.
I'm saying it's not oceanic accurate.
I can respect that.
But if he was like, I'm summoning a mythical monster from the deep, like a Cthulhu-style monster,
yes,
and it's going to kill everybody and then blast a hole through the floor, I'd be like, cool. There's mysterious creatures you don't even know about, but he's like, hey, a swordfish.
Yeah, but you know, he rides seahorses.
Dumb.
You know, and all that kind of stuff.
So what dumb.
You don't think there's going to be riding seahorses in the new Aquaman movie? Of course there is.
Yeah, there's going to be so much of that, yeah.
And there's going to be sword... They're going to be fencing with swordfishes, all those kind of things.
Probably going to be fencing with swordfishes.
Yeah.
No, you're probably right.
Mm.
But anyway... He summons up his old mates.
He's going to be playing a clam like a bongo drum.
And this guy's going to be like, and you thought your job was bad, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I guess I'll just clam up and deal with it, you know? God, embarrassing. But then he summons the swordfish, and the swordfish cuts the hole in the floor. And then Topo, who is his octopus friend.
Yep.
He gets in there, and he bloody tears the bloody wall off the chamber. He just destroys the whole bloody thing, and then it's going to be mano a mano, Aquaman versus the fisherman.
The fisherman has incredible strength, it seems, as well. He's able to lift up a man using a fishing rod.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
It makes him the coolest villain ever. Name a cooler villain. Think of anyone in Batman's rogues gallery that's cooler than the fisherman.
I wish I could, Mason.
You can't, though. It's exactly right, yeah.
But I'm having a stroke. Otherwise, I definitely would be able to.
He definitely would be able to. He's got so many great villains.
I could say Clock King, and that would
that's
be a
still
cooler
better.
Villain.
Yeah. You could say Kite Man, still.
Yep.
Crazy Quilt.
These are all good examples.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, blasts his way out. Thinks it's going to be mano a mano, but no. The fisherman escapes on yet another helicopter.
This is a helicopter-heavy episode.
It's for an Aquaman story. It's quite heavy on the...
Well, you know, it was the era of MASH. Helicopters were big.
That's very true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no other explanation.
No, I think you're probably
why
right.
There's
yeah.
a helicopter in this.
Oh, there was and they're green too. They'd be very fashionable colors.
Definitely.
Yeah. Look, he's got to solve this problem in an aquatic way. So Aquaman grabs an anchor on a chain, hurls it up at the helicopter, brings the bloody thing down,
kills the fisherman.
It seems that way, doesn't it? Let's have a look at this
flat helicopter.
Yeah, that's no. Wait, no. He's being led away by the French police.
Great.
Yeah, and he's fine.
Wow, that's a miracle.
Isn't it though? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And therefore we can still get our heroin. So it's a Christmas miracle, James.
Boy, is it.
Yeah. But anyway, look, the French, instead of calling him Monsieur Hero now, they're calling him by name. They're calling him Monsieur Aquaman. They're like, the country of France owes you a great debt. And he's like, don't worry about it. I'm just happy to beat up a fisherman. And he's like, it's okay. It's fine. It's time to get back to Atlantis where there's going to be some peace and quiet and I'm the king.
Yeah.
But little do we know, little bit of a cliffhanger, the Council of Fish have decided to convene and vote Aquaman out as the King of Atlantis. And in place of the King of Atlantis, the new King of Atlantis, this guy.
Who's that guy?
It's some guy.
Some guy?
You've never heard of him. I'd never heard of him before this. His name's Korshan or something. He's not in the movie. It's not Ocean Master. I thought it might be a bit of a fun if it was Ocean Master, because Ocean Master's in the movie. Yeah, you know? Maybe it'd be Black Manta. It's not Black Manta. It's some random dude.
Maybe with some clever editing, we could make it be somebody from the movie.
Yeah.
Let's say
Lee Whannell.
Yeah, let's make it Lee Whannell.
Maybe it's the plane pilot.
Lee Whannell or Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, nice.
Just to tie it in.
Just tie it back together, you know?
Man, thanks for that, Mason.
Absolutely. What a pleasure.
This has been Caravan of Garbage. It's good to get back to a comic. Yeah. I know I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We do these videos every Tuesday. Sometimes it's a comic or a video game or a movie or a TV show. We also have videos here on other days, including Thursday and Sunday.
Ooh.
We've got an Aquaman episode, which you'd be of our podcast, The Weekly Planet, which comes out every Monday morning where we talk movies and comics and TV shows.
And we're going to look, a lot of people are going to review Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of social media reactions. We've got a lot of podcasts talking about a lot of little videos on YouTube reviewing it.
Yes.
We're going to review it exclusively through the lens of that comic book we just read. So we're going to rate it on number of helicopters. We're going to rate it on height of your waders on your legs.
Yes.
We're going to rate it
marital status of your villains.
That's right.
All of these things.
Do they have a good marriage? Do they have a broken marriage, you know?
Will an octopus have boxing gloves?
Yeah, that's right.
These are all things that we will
What's going to get sawed through by a swordfish?
So many things, I hope.
You know?
All right, thanks for watching this, though. If you've got a suggestion for a caravan of garbage, leave it below. And if you want to leave a bloody like or subscribe...
We would appreciate it.
You can, but yeah. You don't have to. Goodbye, everyone!
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week!
It's my new side off.
Oh, well, mine's going to be... Oh, James, we're drowning! Come on. Maybe halfway. Okay, bye, everyone.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.